Welcome to Synthaholics. This is your host, David Duncan, and with me is...
Ian. Hello, David. We're back. We just said that, but we're back again. Now we're back twice.
We're back even more than we used to be. And, you know, it's been just like a couple weeks since we talked about Oppenheimer. That movie was a blast.
Oh, boy. You've been saving that one since the last time we podcasted?
Yeah, I've been saving it since the last time we podcasted. That movie was an absolute blast, Brian.
It was just one blast.
It had only one blast in it. But, you know, they had a couple into Florence Pugh, so that's pretty good.
There was, well, I mean, didn't in the movie, there was other blasts, too, but we didn't see those blasts.
I mean, they're alluded to. I mean, if Florence Pugh rides it a couple times, so. He blasted up.
There could have been up to three blasts.
Oppenheimer did explode at least twice.
Yeah. At least twice there were some at least twice.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been a fantastic summer, and, you know, and...
It's still summer for us.
It's still summer for us. Quit ruining the illusion, Brian.
Oh, my bad.
It was a
big Barbieheimer weekend.
Yeah, it was a big
back in the summer. So we thought, you know, this is the perfect time after Barbieheimer's to talk about Oppenheimer when it came out, and now we're gonna talk about Barbie 6 months later.
Well, okay, yeah. Well, anyway, it's been 6 months later. I wanted to pretend the idea of this was to pretend like no time has passed. Anyway. Oh.
No time has passed. It's only been 6 minutes.
It's only been 2 weeks since the last time we were on the podcast.
Yeah, obviously.
Anyway,
our upload schedule is still like that.
Yeah. Anyway, since Brian has revealed it's been 6 months, and everyone in real time understands it's been 6 months, things have changed. I no longer live in Western New York. I live in Virginia.
I live in Guam.
And then it took me many months to find the job. And then my computer almost... committed seppuku with my old audio interface. Now I have a new audio interface, and hopefully things will be going much smoother going forward into the future with the show. We're also changing our format slightly, where we're going to mostly focus on getting the podcast in for the specific topic we are talking about, and our video game discussion will be exclusively on the ye olde YouTube.
So we're being separated.
Yeah, we're being separated. So we're going to do that.
We're divorced now.
We're going to do things a little bit differently, just so people can get to the topic quickly and then get off the podcast. And then if you're interested in gaming, stop by the YouTube channel, subscribe, and we will be talking video games there on a separate type video. So that's the way it's going to be. But Barbie, that was a movie that came out, Brian.
It came out 6 months ago. But for us, only 2 minutes.
For us, only 2 weeks ago. for those of you versed in Deep Space Nine, like the prophets, moved us 6 months into the future. For us, it's only been a very, very short amount of time.
Exactly.
Brian, what is your overall score for the ye olde Barbie film?
Well, I feel like I didn't like the movie. Like three. I didn't like it at all.
Oh, wow. You're going to give it a three? I'm going to give it a six.
A six?
Yeah, I'm giving it a six. I didn't like the movie. I don't... See, like, Bart... There's movies that are, like... I'd recommend people to watch them for the visual aspect of them. Like, some movies are fun to watch, but are bad movies. And some movies are just bad movies and not fun to watch at all. Barbie is the former. Where, like, I... liked watching the film. I liked the visuals of the film. I liked the way it was shot. Lots of practical sets. The weird dance numbers. Like getting a bunch of people on stage at the same time doing something. It was interesting. And I feel like... I don't know. I guess I don't watch a lot of musicals. So I don't simply see things like that. But you know, in a world where... everything is CG all the time and like up in your face.
Wait, hold on. You ready for this?
What?
All of it was CG. Well, they said it was practical and then they lied.
Well,
it actually was CG.
a lot of it was CG, but the thing is, like, her house and the houses next to her were real, and they looked like it. I mean, they looked real. They were obvious sets they were on. But yeah, anything further out was definitely CG. Absolutely. But I mean, a lot of the up-close shots were on actual practical sets, which were fantastic. I thought it looked really cool, and it was an interesting way to do a movie. I just wasn't invested in it from the story, and man, for a children's movie, it had so much going up that would go above a children's head, plus the runtime just doesn't seem like it'd be an optimal children's movie.
I mean, it's definitely not targeted for us.
Well, sure.
Not at all.
But the thing is, I mean, whether it's targeted at us or not, I really enjoyed the visual aspect of the Barbie movie. I thought
it made me feel like I was in Barbie land. What's the IGN thing that they always say? It makes you feel like you are in Barbie land.
It makes you feel like you are Batman. Yeah, it makes you really feel like you are in Barbie land. I mean, the fact that they were like using actual like scaled up versions of Barbie toys, so it's cool. It was a really cool way to do a toy movie. I just wasn't super invested in the story.
Did you laugh at all? There was a lot of people, or reviews and other people that I've talked to about it when it came out that they thought it was funny. I thought Ken was kind of funny, but I guess I would because I'm a guy. I don't know. Maybe I don't know if that's exclusive to guys or whatever.
Well, I think.
But
go ahead.
I didn't laugh at all.
I laughed once in the film. Very much like the Flash. We talked about the Flash. I laughed at the very end whenever it was George Clooney. I was like,
I showed George Clooney.
And whenever George Clooney,
you let out a hearty chuckle.
I think I laughed at a single the part that got me in Barbie was when Ken took off his sunglasses, or no, he put on put on two pairs of sunglasses. I thought that was pretty funny.
That was your moment?
That was the moment where I got like, oh, I'm enjoying this. I thought that was pretty clever.
Now, do you think they're going to make a Barbie cinematic universe? Or did they say they're going to? How much money did this movie make? I mean, it had to make a ton. I'm sure they're going to make another one.
Maybe. I don't think I've heard any concrete plans whether or not they're actually going to make another Barbie film. What's interesting is like all the discourse around this film when it came out was massive. How it was like super, you know, hateful on men and all this other stuff like that.
Does that stuff bother you? It doesn't bother me at all. I don't care.
I mean,
it's like make a movie and make it a movie. It is what it is. I'm not offended.
I mean, the discourse made it seem like it was a lot worse than it actually was. I mean, like it kind of was what it was. It was for a movie, they used the word patriarchy a whole lot for a movie designed for kids.
I still don't know what that means.
Exactly. it was interesting. I think the runtime was a little bit long. I think they could have done
when it got to that final act. The final act when they went like back to Barbie land, I thought the movie was ending, and then there was like a whole other like 30 minutes of them being in like Barbie land.
Yeah, the whole like
I was shocked about that, kind of. I thought for sure it was about to end, but it did not.
It was a lot longer than I thought it was. I mean, I don't know. It was
just being pro woman or pro man or whatever the movie wanted to be. That's cool with me. I don't have any problem with that. Go ahead. If you want to make a pro woman movie, go make a pro woman movie. That's cool.
I mean, this didn't make me laugh, but the fact that Ken thought horses were part of the patriarchy, I thought it was funny and like in my head, like it's a funny concept, but it didn't ever make me laugh. I just like that he liked.
Well, it had a lot of goofy concepts. There's a lot of goofy stuff that goes on, but none of it was like, it was like clever kind of goofy, where it was like they were just kind of like poking fun or stereotypes or whatever. But other than that, it wasn't like, I'm not sitting here crying laughing.
Yeah, I mean, there were things that were funny in concept more so than they were actually funny practice. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, the fact that Ken thinks that horses are the patriarchy or have something
to do with it. Everybody's got to wear a cowboy hat and stuff.
Yeah, it's funny in concept, but not funny in, like, you know, it made me laugh or whatever. But yeah, I thought the movie was really funny. It was not really funny. I thought it was really interesting visually. I think it's kind of a fun movie to watch from a visual standpoint. Did you like the visuals at all? Did you think it was like at least visually interesting to watch?
It was visually better than a lot of other movies, because a lot of them just feel like they're flat and they don't have like a whole lot going on, where it doesn't feel like I'm going into anywhere else. It just kind of feels like here's like a bunch of CG and now you're supposed to be in, you know, Gotham, or you're supposed to be, I don't know, where's another place? Wakanda. In Middle Earth or whatever. I guess Middle Earth is a good example, but
Wakanda.
Yeah, you're supposed to be in Wakanda, where they all kind of feel the same. This did, like, it did feel like there was a distinct difference between, like, Barbie Land and the real world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I thought they did a good job. When, like, you're in Barbie Land, it's like, oh my gosh, we're in a different world. And they took, like, 5 minutes to transition from, like, Barbie world to the real world. Those were some of my favorite parts. There's two favorite parts I have, is when they're going from, like the real world to Barbie world and Barbie world to the real world, all those transitions. That was the best part for
me. Those were so cool. And for the most part, they were practical, which was kind of impressive that they were like, had all these like cool little practical effects for, they were multi-layered. It looked bizarre. I mean, it almost looked like almost should have been CG, but
maybe it was.
I mean, I'm sure there was parts of them, but I mean, I saw some behind the scenes stuff.
It was probably some mixed. It was probably mixed.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there was compositing stuff. Always,
yeah.
Compositing is always like color grade. For the main effect, practical.
Oh, for the main effect, it definitely was practical. They had like, I'm sure they had that car that the like Barbie car they were driving. That seemed like a real, just small car. I'm sure it wasn't functional or anything, but it looked fine.
Yeah, but
it looked real.
The one of the funny things is I watched the Corridor Crew breakdown of Barbie and Oppenheimer, and one of the interesting things is when the car was driving past the big sign, that was an entirely CG shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the desert with the big sign.
Can't tell.
With the big sign. Yeah, it's hard to tell. It was
getting too good.
Yeah.
From my old eyes, I can't see nothing anymore. It's all real CG fake stuff.
But I think that's part of the brilliance of the way Barbie was designed from a special effects standpoint. The fact that they built a bunch of real sets that looked like plastic toys, I think that made the CG barrier to entry, especially in Barbie world, much more seamless than your standard stuff, because the stuff is fake, you know what I mean? Like it's real, but it's, you know, it's not real real.
It's
like
a plastic. Real, it's a real fake.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like it's like plastic, and I feel like plastic's kind of easier to pull off in CGI, because that was like problem with early CGI. Everything looked kind of like plasticky or rubbery.
Well, it's like trying to do water or something like that was really hard when they were first starting. But I guess if you're trying to make plastic, I guess we'd be really good at that now, because that is, like you said, it's like everything looked plastic. Maybe that's why it looks so good. It's easy to do.
Yeah,
maybe it's hard to do. I don't know.
I don't know. But it was. I definitely thought it was fun from a standpoint. And since it is so much later in the future, the movies come out, the people are calling for Oscar snubs for Greta Thunberg. No, I know Greta Gerwig.
I don't know who either one of the, is that the director?
Greta Gerwig's the director. Greta Thunberg is the 6-year-old who talks about weather and climate change and whatnot.
What? Okay. Was she in this movie?
No.
What are you talking about?
She would have. You've never heard of Greta Thunberg? Like she's like a teenager or whatever. She talks about like environmental stuff.
Maybe if I saw her, I don't know. I don't keep up with teenagers very much.
Well, she's, I don't know. You also don't keep up with news very much. So that might be.
That is also true.
That might be part of why you don't know Greta Thunberg. Greta Gerwig, the director, she and Margot Robbie were snubbed, or people were saying they were snubbed for Oscars, and the fact that Ken. Ryan
Gosling?
Ryan Gosling. It was,
I thought you were going to say Ken's last name. I was like, does he have a last name?
No, Ken. I was trying to think of the Ryan Gosling's name. It was escaping me at the moment that he was the only one person really nominated.
I think he should have been the only person nominated.
I don't know. I thought Margot Robbie had more acting range. than him in the movie. I mean, she did a couple of scenes where she cried and it was kind of emotional. I'm like,
oh. I'd have to see what else is nominated. I don't know what else is nominated, but I wouldn't expect, maybe actor-wise, I'd be more okay with people getting nominated, but as a movie, I don't think that should be nominated for, like, Best Picture or anything. I don't know what else is nominated, but I feel like that's not, like, a top five movie of the year.
Well, I mean, I think I mean...
Culturally, it was a big deal. But if you're going off culture, it should win. But I don't know, the Oscars don't go off that, do they? Or popularity? They just go off whatever they feel like? I don't know.
The Oscars rule list changed drastically this year, so who knows?
I don't know where they're getting this list from, but I wouldn't expect it to win Best Picture or anything. I don't know. I guess that's probably where they're having an issue, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they were saying she was snubbed from Best Director or Best Picture or whatever. It's not. The only person nominated, the only thing nominated from Barbie was
Ryan Gosling
as Ken, which, I mean, he did a fine job. A lot of the discourse, people said he like stole the show, and I'm like, he was fine.
That's what I kept hearing too. Every time he was on screen, he took control. It's like, what? What do you? Like, I watched it. I think I'm pretty sure I watched it. It seemed, I don't know. He was around.
I mean, I don't think he was quite as scene steely as it was made out to be.
Like Heath Ledger.
No, Heath Ledger really stole it. Yeah,
he wasn't Heath Ledger stealing.
Yeah, he absolutely was not. He was fine. He wasn't bad. I mean, I like Ryan Gosling. He's a good actor.
It was entertaining to watch. I got no problem. I mean, I had no problem with the acting in the movie. It just wasn't a movie for me.
yeah, absolutely.
The acting and visuals look great. I mean, that's really where we're praising it. Everything else is kind of like, yeah, it's a girl power movie. I get it, but I'm not a girl.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically where it goes, and I'm still just mad that they didn't play Barbie Girl by Aqua during the main film, because that would be perfect.
There had to be a reason why they didn't. It was put in. No, it wasn't.
Mattel
was put in.
It was in the credits, but it was a remix.
Oh, okay. Why wouldn't they put? I feel like that's like a you have to. That was definitely talked about. They didn't just forget about it.
Mattel hated the song. Mattel was very upset about it. That's probably part of the reason why it wasn't in the actual film. But the thing is, they used it in the trailer. I mean, one of the trailers, anyway. I'm like, really? You're not going to put this in the actual film, but you're using the trailer? I'm like, come on, guys.
They're marketing wizards, man. They know what they're doing. Whatever they did, they figured it out, man. That movie made a lot of money. That
movie made a ton of money. But also, like, there was Barbie and Oppenheimer for 2023.
Barbieheimer.
And not a whole lot else.
I mean, some Marvel movies came out.
Oh, yeah. Did anyone go see them? The answer
is... that is true. What else came out? Was it just Barbieheimer? We had one weekend of movies and everything else. Then nothing else came out the rest of the year.
Well, I mean, the beginning of the year was Ant-Man and the Wasp, but that the guy who's not going to be King the Conqueror anymore.
King the Conqueror? Oh, that's...
Jonathan Matthews? Whatever his name was.
Majors? No, Majors. It's Majors. Majors.
Jonathan Majors, yeah, he's not playing King the Conqueror anymore, so it was Ant-Man and the Wasp meeting the King who's not going to be
Marvel,
King anymore. And then we had... what else? And we had the
Guardians of the Galaxy. I still stand by Guardians of the Galaxy.
I didn't watch any of the Marvel films. I've heard good things about it from you and from other people. What else came out? So I guess three big movies: Guardians of the Galaxy, because that was like I think the only Disney movie that made like decent money. All the rest of them were kind of bombs, like Mermaid and all the Marvels. Everyone seemed like they hated Nick Fury, the Secret Invasion. Like, all their stuff I've heard nothing but bad things about, and I never...
You're never going to watch them?
Never bothered to watch them. I don't know.
What about Barbie 2?
Barbie 2?
If they do make a Barbie 2.
Maybe. I mean, I'm
that's
not going
to... That's a no.
I
Maybe it's no.
I don't know. I guess it depends on how starved we are for films to watch and talk about and what the discourse is around it.
I don't want to watch it. I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a deep desire to watch Barbie 2. Although
I hope the fans of Barbie get more Barbie for them, okay? That's what I hope for them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for people who love Barbie, yeah.
There's nobody listening to this that loves Barbie.
True. This used to be a Star Trek podcast. But yeah, I do want to get back to doing some Star Trek stuff. We got to get Brian to watch season 2 of Deep Space Nine. I want to get Stuart and Jeff on to talk about Star Trek Picard season 3. This was like in the cards forever ago, and our schedules just didn't work out. And then I disappeared.
Then you didn't work out.
And I didn't work out for about 6 months.
Yeah. We're still getting back into the groove of things.
Gotta get back into the groove of things. And Barbie was just like, oh, it was like the big movie of last year. And Dune isn't out yet. So Dune comes out very shortly. March 1st. So I'm excited to talk about that.
Well, we're in August right now.
Oh, yeah, August. So Dune's further down.
Yeah, it's coming out in a couple months. We'll get there when we get there.
But I'm very much looking forward to talking about Dune 2. The trailer for that looks fantastic. Loving Christopher Walken. I love Christopher Walken. I hope he stabs someone's eye out with a soldering iron.
We'll see what happens.
See what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Oh, God. I hope he asks Paul Muldoon for some more cowbell.
More cowbell! More cowbell!
He's like, the spice is nice. Well, you know what the spice could need? More cowbell.
More cowbell? Man, that's... I don't know if anybody's going to understand where we're coming from with that. Maybe they will. But yeah, that's Barbie. Barbie. That's probably the next house I'll move into. Move into a Barbie house. Find a nice Barbie neighborhood. And we'll all just sing Kumbaya and have parties at night.
I mean, they're visually appealing, but they don't offer much privacy.
Or protection from, like, wind.
the elements, no.
That's the whole point of a Barbie house. It's inclusive. You all share. That's just how it goes. And you eat plastic food and stuff. They had that one...
The pregnant Barbie.
One of the cool parts of the movie was when they were chasing Barbie. It was so ridiculous. It was like so stupid where like she's running through like the Mattel office. And it's kind of like a dungeon. And you have all these like cubicles all over the place, and all the like executives are running all over this room, and they're just like running through it like they're like CPUs in like a video game, where it's from like the 90s, where they're just kind of like walking certain paths.
You mean they were trying to do Pac-Man?
Yeah, they're pretty much. That's a good way to put it. They're like doing Pac-Man with Barbie. That was the other part of the movie I enjoyed. Barbie, I don't know why I like. That's the only part that
it made you think of video games. That's why that part was a little bit better.
Yes. Yeah, that's a Barbie right there. That's a Barbie.
Anyway, yeah, our podcast may be a little on the shorter side without doing any kind of news segments. Granted, there just wasn't super anything deep about Barbie, at least for me. I don't think Brian thought it
didn't speak to you in a like deep manner.
Yeah, it didn't really speak to me in a deep manner. It was just a visual spectacle. It's one of those movies that I would encourage people to watch for the visual and acting and some of the dance numbers. It was pleasing to the eye. I mean, a lot of pink, but I mean, like it was interesting, visually interesting. And that, I mean, in 2024 for a movie to have practical sets, granted, yeah, there was a lot of CGI, but for it to look as good as it did using some practical sets, it was really a really nice change of pace.
I agree.
I applaud it for some practical sets.
Trying to be different. Really cool. Dare to be different.
Dare to be different. And I enjoy getting to see something that I don't very often. Cool for that.
Yeah.
Anyways, you can write us. Oh, Brian likes to talk about writing us at Synthaholics.
What I used to say, we're out of practice here. I mean, we're not out of practice. Email. Just email David at Synthaholics@yahoo.com.
Yeah, and you can also check us out on YouTube. Like I said earlier, all our gaming content will be exclusively on YouTube. The podcast will be delivered on YouTube like we've done for the past couple of years, and standard wherever you find your audio podcasts as well. So we'll be getting on that as well. We've still got lots of stuff to talk about that we haven't got to cover yet. Lower Decks 4 or 5, whatever season is. We haven't got to watch that or talk about that. We've got Invincible.
I haven't even watched it. I didn't even know it was out.
I haven't watched it yet either. I've been waiting.
This is news to me.
I've been waiting. We got Invincible season 2 to watch and talk about. We've got Dune coming out shortly. So there's some stuff to talk about. You know, we've been gone for a while, but I don't think we've missed anything because we weren't planning on seeing those Marvel movies anyway.
Well, not there wasn't really Marvel. We said over a year ago now at this point that we were going to stop really doing Marvel stuff, that's the last thing we did was Spider-Man. I'm pretty sure in the Spider-Man thing, when we were like, they don't know what they're doing, we're like, we do know what we're doing. We're not doing Marvel anymore.
Yeah, we're kind of quitting Marvel. So honestly, I mean, just 2023 was just a rough year for movies and film, and the writer's strike, actor's strike was just bonkers. So, we weren't trying to avoid you guys. We're sorry for being gone so long. It's just a lot of life happened. We're back, though.
Back, baby.
All right. Until next time, live long and prosper and be pink, one and all. Bobby World.
In a world.
Till next time, guys. We'll see ya. But yeah, welcome, guys. I'm just, if anyone watches this live stream, we're back. Thanks.
We're back.
Our format's completely changed. You will see once we get going. Has it
changed?
Yeah.
Who are we? What are we doing here?
I don't know. I don't know what we're doing.
Where'd we go? We were actually on Skull Island.
The prophets took us and they moved us further in time. For us, it's only been a couple of minutes, but for everyone else in the world, we've only been missing for like a week or two. But to the rest of the world, we've been gone for almost
6 months,
6-7 months. Yeah. So I guess we'll go ahead and do a proper intro for the Ye Olde podcast for you and the Ye Olde audio podcast.